You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to a 16-day titanium challenge. And from today for the next 16 days, you are going to see your life go to levels like you've never imagined in every single area that is important to you. This program will be absolutely life-changing, I promise you.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to the Titanium 16-Day Challenge. Now listen, Titanium Live is the event that I've been doing a lot of amazing things at, and my book has gotten a lot of attention. I put a lot of content out on Facebook, and I just got a lot of stuff out there trying to help people with all areas of their life. But let me tell you something. I'm going to make you a promise. In these next 16 days, I'm going to give you something that I've never given out in this format. And most importantly, I'm going to give you something that is a package. It's a 16-day package that you are going to be able to use for the next 16 days, but then you can come back to in 2 months, in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and come back to it and go back through this 16-day program. And the design of this 16 days is something that really goes along with what Titanium is all about. So if you know about my fitness program, you know it's a 25-minute program. So the thing with this is I've got to make it easy for you. So this is a 15-minute a day audio program that you could easily be listening to in your car. You could be listening to it on your computer whenever you want, however you want, while you're working out. The bottom line is it's 15 minutes. Now, if you want to listen to it at 1.5 speed or 2 speed, you could even get it down to be less than 8 minutes a day. But whatever your preference is, my goal is in the next 16 days, we are going to massively, massively impact your life in a way like you've never seen before. And I want you to know these challenges are nothing new to me. In fact, the reason that Titanium exists today and the roots of Titanium are in these challenges that I used to do with my closest friends, my family members, and my employees. So we used to get together in these groups and do these challenges where we'd meet every morning and they'd meet with me and we'd get together in the conference room of my office and my wife and sister and friends and colleagues and employees would drive from all over the town to come and spend, you know, 30 minutes or so together in the morning. And we would do this little jog together, you know, for 5 minutes and all that. Now, some of that can be done here in this program. Some of it can't be, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is I'm going to give you that experience and allow you to do it on your own. But we're also giving you resources so you can have that community and that family. And that's through a Facebook group that we've created. It's a private Facebook group called Titanium Challenge. So go sign up for that Titanium Challenge group right now. You have to request and we'll go ahead and accept you in. So make sure that you go do that. It's a private group, so it might take us a couple days to get you in. So please make sure you do that as soon as possible. And again, it's called Titanium Challenge. And the bottom line is that in these next 16 days, we want to massively, massively change your life for the better. If you're already happy, awesome. We want to make you even happier. We want to make you where you're even more on fire. If you're struggling in life, hey, our goal is to get you out of that struggling feeling. We don't want you to just get out of struggling and survive. As a lot of people would want you to do. We want you to get out of that. And instead of just surviving, we want you to thrive. See, life isn't about, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to survive. No, it's about I'm going to thrive. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to get the most out of life. And I've spent the last 25 years of my life trying to figure out what the heck it is that makes people do what they do and what the heck it is that makes people succeed and what makes people happy, right? Because that's the most important thing is fulfillment and happiness. And so wherever you are in your life, as you're listening to this episode right now and you're listening to my voice, listen to me. The goal here is to get you ultimate fulfillment and happiness. That's what we want. We've got to make sure you have that. And I've discovered a lot of things throughout my life, working with other people, through coaching, through having my employees, through doing all the things I did, including going and getting a neuroscience degree so I can figure out how the heck this brain of ours works with all these things that we have. And I've discovered that the people I see who are fulfilled, who are happy, and when you ask them, hey, how do you feel about your life? They say, I feel great. What they have in common is one simple thing. They have balance in different areas of their lives. And as I talk to people over all these years, I tried to figure out what are these different areas because people have different names for them, right? So I'd be talking to a guy and he'd be talking about having balance in his life. And by the way, some people use balance as an excuse. Some people, for them, balance is laziness. So they tell their boss, I need to have balance. And what they mean by that is I'm going to come into work late, leave early. I'm going to take my weekends off and I'm not going to work on growing myself. But when you ask those people, how happy are you? They're not happy, right? They claim to have balance. You know, they're meditating for 2 hours a day. They're going to the beach and sitting by the beach and they're cruising through life supposedly, but they're miserable. And not that there's anything wrong with going to the beach, not that there's anything wrong with meditation. All those things, in fact, are part of what I'm going to share with you in these next 16 days. But the bottom line is you've got to have balance in the results of your life. That means if on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say your finances are at an 8, And I meet people like this all the time. Let's take an extremely successful businessman, for example, and their finances are at an 8, a 9, a 10. You know, their career and their mission, they're like, oh my God, I'm at an 8, 9, or 10. And then you ask them how their relationship with their wife is. And they're like, well, yeah, that's not so good. You know, that's at a 1. Oh, well, we just got a divorce. It's at a 0. Or worse, we got a divorce and now we're fighting over the kids and God knows what else, which means now another part of the wheel, the family, is suffering as well. And so that's gone down to a 1 or a 2. So they have all this money, but they don't have fulfillment, right? But then the opposite is true as well. There are these people who have an amazing relationship with their spouse. They have an amazing relationship with their kids. And they go to the gym and they work out and they're in great shape. But then they're broke, right? And they're not fulfilled in their career. When you talk to those people, they've got the beautiful families. They've got, it looks like they should have everything. And you talk to them and they're not fulfilled. They're not happy. They're not ultimately happy and they're not thriving in life. And you ask why. When you dig deep, you find out in every single case. I challenge you to go out and talk to people today and see what your friends and family have in common who are happy and fulfilled and those who are not. And I guarantee you what you'll find is this balance around the wheel, because it's not about the total score. See, there's 10 areas of the wheel. And I know you're familiar with this stuff because you've heard my stuff, but if you haven't, pay attention. And if you have, pay even closer attention, because I'm giving you these golden nuggets here that are going to make this entire program work. See, if on a scale of 1 to 10, we rate 10 different areas of your life, and that's what the titanium wheel of life is all about. Those 10 areas are finances, your intimate relationship, your physical health and fitness, your spiritual health, your emotional health, your career and or your mission, contribution, fun and excitement, family and friends, and consistent growth. Those are 10 areas. And if I ask you to rate those 10 areas from a scale of 1 to 10, you'd give some numbers there. In fact, if you can right now, pause this thing and on a piece of paper or on your phone or somewhere, jot down how you're doing in all 10 of those areas. Now, by the way, if you have the Titanium Life app, you can go ahead and put it directly in there. There's actually an entry for the Wheel of Life and it saves it so you can look at how your wheel changes over time. But go do that now. Pause the program. Go write down, how are you in those 10 different areas? I'll repeat them again. Finances, intimate relationship, physical health and fitness, spiritual health, emotional health, your career and or your mission, contribution, fun and excitement, family and friends, and then consistent growth. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Let me give you a second to do that and then come back. All right, awesome. Welcome back. So now you should have that. Now here's what I guarantee you. I promise you this is going to be the case for you and everyone else listening to this program. If I ask you at this point in your life, how fulfilled are you? The relationship between how fulfilled you are and how unfulfilled you are is not, and this is important, is not related to your total score. Meaning there are people out there listening to me right now, and you may have scored an 80 out of 100 on this thing. Not that that score even matters, as you'll find in a minute. If you scored an 80 out of 100 and someone else scored a 65, there's a very good likelihood that person who scored an 80 might be miserable and the person who scored a 65 might be really happy. So the question is, what makes the difference? And so you start digging deep, and here's what I can guarantee you, everybody listening out there. If when I ask the question of, in life, how fulfilled are you, right? If you rate your fulfillment from a scale of 1 to 10, if you say, I'm extremely fulfilled, I'm at a 9 or a 10, what I can tell you is this. Number one, probably most of the areas around your wheel are at a 5 or better. Because if any of your area of your life is under a 5, that doesn't work so well, right? So you got to get it up. But there are always going to be parts of our lives that are struggling or we're trying to grow, or maybe you're just really tough on yourself. But it doesn't matter. Even if you're just being tough on yourself, guess what? That still affects your level of fulfillment and happiness, okay? So if you give yourself scores that are within 1 or 2 of each other around this wheel, or maybe even within 3 of each other. So if you got a bunch of, let's say, 5s and 6s and some 7s and maybe 1, 4, I guarantee you, you are very fulfilled in life. Where on the other hand, if there are 2 areas of this wheel that you're at a 10, and then a couple areas you're at a 7, and then you got a couple areas that are like a 4, and 1 or 2 areas that are at a 1 or 2, while that may or may not equate to a higher score, I guarantee you, you are not fulfilled in life. Because 1 or 2 areas of our lives kicking butt and rocking and rolling aren't going to give us happiness. That's just not the way it works. I don't know what the deal is, but I studied neuroscience, the way that these little wires work in your brain, that's how happiness works. And I know what you ultimately want is happiness. You want fulfillment, right? So you have to have balance in all these different areas. And you see this with people, for example, with actors and actresses and musicians and people who achieve ultimate things in life. In certain areas of their life, they have everything, but then they get to a point where they can't grow anymore, Right? How do you grow when you're the number one athlete in the world? Or how do you grow when you're the number one artist or you're the number one actor and you're getting, you know, $20 million a movie? How do you grow from there? So what happens is they become stagnant. And then after a while, they start to decline as naturally human beings decline in certain areas as we get older. You know, it sucks. I'm 40 years old and I can tell you, you start to decline. And that's just a fact of life. And as you start to decline, the key is where is that growth? And that's why a lot of these folks start to suffer. And you see people committing suicide who look like they have all the things in the world. And it all comes from this. The bottom line is they don't have fulfillment in their lives, right? And their career mission starts to slip, but they don't have the other areas in balance and they're not growing anymore, right? So the bottom line is over these next 16 days, and one of those days is almost over. You're like 4 minutes away from ending this. So in these next 15 days is we're going to focus on taking our lives to another level. But most importantly, each day we're going to come in and we're going to focus specifically on one of these 10 areas. And the goal is in these 16 days, now when I say 16 days, it's technically 12 days of content. So one to start, which is this, one is going to be sort of a conclusion. And then you have 10 actual days of content. So if you're doing this, let's say you're starting on a Wednesday, you'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday over the weekend. There isn't going to be much going on, but we may have some little content to put out there for you or nothing at all. And then you get back to it Monday through Friday. And each of those days of content, so there's going to be 10 days of content sandwiched in between the beginning and the end. And those 10 days are going to be each of the different areas of the wheel of life. And I'm going to give you specific things to focus on that day. So today is the introduction to all of this. And what you want to do today is you've got to get ultimately focused with understanding that to succeed, you've got to have balance around this wheel. So to start the challenge today, here's what I'm going to tell you. As soon as you turn this thing off, I want you to write down for the next 16 days, what time are you absolutely committed to waking up in the morning? Now, you can have a different time on weekdays and on weekends, depending on your work schedule and your life schedule. So for example, I'm doing challenges all the time for myself and with people. And sometimes I'm doing a challenge and it's wake up at 4 a.m. on the weekdays, wake up at 7 a.m. on the weekends. Other times it's wake up at 5. It could be wake up at 6. It doesn't matter. You could want to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning if you want. I could care less. I just want you to commit to a specific time on the weekdays and on the weekends. Now, some people prefer to wake up at the same time every day. Well, then awesome. Commit. And it's only for 16 days. Which really is 15 days because we were already into day one here. So for the next 15 days, what time are you absolutely committed to waking up at? Write that down. Number two, for the next 15 days, what time are you absolutely committed to entering what I call the career zone? Okay, that is when you're absolutely focused on your career, your mission, your job, your growth, the things that you're going to do to take your career to the next level. And I want a specific time for that. Okay, now the order of these things doesn't really matter because I'm going to talk about, for example, fitness in just a second. It doesn't mean that you have to go to work first and then work out. The order makes no difference. I just want a commitment from you. So, and I'll tell you what I do. And then you can see if that works for you, but you do it your own way. What time, though, are you absolutely committed to making sure that you are in the career zone? When I say career zone, I mean you don't answer personal texts, you don't answer personal calls, you don't answer personal emails, you're not on social media, you're not goofing off. You are focused absolutely on your career, okay? The next thing is for the next 15 days, I challenge you to work out every single day. If you know my 25-minute workout, start doing it as of tomorrow. And all I want you to do is you got to go to the gym. Just go to the gym. If you don't know what you're doing, I don't care. Go to the gym and stand at the drinking fountain and drink water. And when you're done, you know how to do that. Leave. I just want your butt in the gym for the next 15 days. But commit to when you're going to do that. But it's got to be a commitment. It's got to be every single day, including the weekends, including the weekdays. I want to develop a habit for you. And you are not allowed to be in the gym for more than 25 minutes. So if you're doing this challenge, you are not permitted to be in the gym for 26 minutes. Why? Because if you go for 26 minutes, it'll turn into 30, 30 will turn into 40, and 40 will turn into 50. And the next thing you know, you're going to stop going to the gym. I just want you in there for 25 minutes. That's it. Get in, get your workout done, and get out. Now, on the fitness day, we'll talk about this more. But what time are you absolutely committed to waking up? What time are you absolutely committed to getting to the gym? What time are you absolutely committed to entering your career zone? And then I want you to make an absolute commitment when it comes to your intimate relationship. Now, some of you are in an intimate relationship. Some of you are looking for an intimate relationship. I bet there are very few people out there who say, well, intimate relationship means nothing to me. No, trust me. Some part of you wants to make sure that you make your current relationship amazing or get into an amazing one. I want you to make a commitment to spend 30 minutes a day, every day, absolutely committed to the intimate relationship. Now, those 30 minutes, if you have a significant other, could be focused on them. If you don't, could be focusing on some part of yourself that's going to allow you to get into the intimate relationship of your dreams. Or it could be that you're out looking for that person or whatever you want. You fill in the blanks, but I want you to focus 30 minutes a day on your intimate relationship. I want you going to the gym for 25 minutes. I want you waking up at a specific time every day. And I want you to enter the career zone by a specific time every single day. And then again, your days off are okay. Just plan for those. I want it in writing. And finally, I want you to commit to what you're going to do to reward yourself when this 16-day challenge is over. Meaning after this, you got to get a big reward. That's the fun and excitement. What is your massive reward? Are you going to take a trip somewhere? Are you going to buy yourself something you've always wanted? Are you going to take, you know, 5 days off and sleep all day and eat ice cream? I don't care. You decide what your massive reward is because I want you to get that reward. All right. So here's the deal. You've got me for 15 more days. Every day I want you to come back and listen to this. So please don't miss it tomorrow. I'm going to be quiet right now because I want to make sure I limit this to 15 minutes only. I love you guys. Go apply this thing and join me again tomorrow. Do not take a day off tomorrow. You got to join me. And today, make sure you document the things I talked about. Without those things, this thing will not work. But take this 16-day challenge with me and let's take our lives to a level like we've never seen before. I love you all. And I always want to remind you, go out there and lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.